This is RSB and the Update, episode 266, recorded Friday, July 23rd, 2010. 8-bit Dungeons Dissected. Hello, everybody. It's me and Chief Snake here this week, who's named Brad or Bradley here. Brattles, hello. I think. Yes. He says hi. So, we were just entertaining ourselves before we started here. No, you haven't gained any names.
Yeah.
Some people should give you some more new names, you know?
No, I'm fine with the number of names I currently have, actually. I get annoyed when people nickname each other sometimes. I get into a rant about naming people to start the show off.
Yeah, it's hard to know who is who, you know?
It's just... they do it for attention most of the time, and it's just...
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
However...
we won't go any more on that. Because I think I know what my nicknames are. I don't want to indulge anybody in any of them, but yes, we're just going to talk about dungeoneering.
Shaney, Shane 12088, Colonel Sanderson.
Okay. Can we talk about dungeoneering now?
We could. Yes.
I think we should. Seeing as this update that came out this week was hailed as Dungeoneering 1.5.
1.5.
Yeah. It's like a update to Dungeoneering, you know, but really it should have been Dungeoneering 1.1 if they're going in that kind of numbering system.
Yeah.
But
then
anyways.
Firefox did the same thing. That jumped from like 3.1 to 3.5.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, did that even have a 3.1? I forget.
No, it went from 3.0 to 3.5. Then through 3.6.
Then 3.6, yeah.
Then we're going to jump to 4.
Where they get these. I mean, yeah, it is sort of because it becomes a, in layman's terms, something that those sorts of people can understand. If it's a bigger number, then it's a more significant update. But in reality, that's not how it should be. Isn't that right?
Yeah, like the way it should work, in my view, is you change
just because
the
it's more significant doesn't
you
mean
change
that.
The first number if it's a complete recode, you change the second number if you're adding a new feature, and you change the third number if you're doing bug fixes.
Yeah, that's the understanding I have from you anyway. That's actually what I've adopted over the years,
and that's why the new RuneWire is going to be called RuneWire 3.
Yay! Shouldn't it
anyways,
be 2?
Anyways, no, this one was 2.
9.
No.
Okay.
We got a completely different architecture we can talk about at some other point after it's out in public form, but Dungeoneering now. Dungeoneering 1.5. Okay, so let's just start off by saying that as a whole, Dungeoneering is pretty much the same as it was last week. So for anybody like me who was hoping for maybe a little bit more involvement in the surface world, that hasn't come yet.
But they tried.
Yeah, they tried. You know, I don't know. Let's just say first off is the resource dungeons. Basically, as we were told in the behind the scenes, these would be little dungeons scattered throughout the world that you would use your... dungeoneering skill to access, and they'd have various rewards in them, such as, for instance, this one in Edgeville's dungeon, which requires dungeoneering level 10, has a Marintil, Irrit, Herilander, and Branner spawn point. Also has Chaos Druids, and you get 1100 dungeoneering XP for finding it. But if you were to have 85 dungeoneering, you could go to the Frost dungeon, which would give you 15,000 dungeoneering XP and access to the Frost Dragons.
Pretty tempting. What is significant about the Frost Dragons apart from the fact that they drop Frost Dragon bones?
I'm not sure. I don't think they have any.
I haven't actually. Yeah, looked them up.
They don't have any drops that are that amazing compared to any other kind of dragon, you know. So
they have a max hit of 21. It's pretty nice.
So,
it doesn't look like they drop that much. No.
Yeah.
Boring.
The Frost Dragon Bones are upwards of 21k because of their massive prayer XP they give.
How much do they give? 180. Okay, yeah. That is reasonably significant.
But when you put that in the Gilded Altar, or crush them.
Wow.
Ecto them. 720
that
if you Ecto.
Actually, yes, rather overpowered. I mean, as if Priya wasn't already fast enough if you had the bones. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know,
I wonder how long it would take to get 99 Priya with Frost Dragon Bones using
a
Gilded
Altar. You could probably do it in a day.
Yeah.
Oh!
Anyways, double XP weekend.
Also with this, it should be noted that the Dragon Bones have dropped. Their current price is $55.09.
Oh, and that's true.
Yeah, I'm glad I bought when I did, because but I bought when they were $54.35 each. I bought enough for 82 prayer.
But they're still way more expensive than they used to be. I still remember 3K, and I even remember them when they were below 2K each. Far out. How did they get so expensive? It's annoying.
Merchandise.
Those bastards.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, let's
these other dungeons are.
I'm done for you.
Did you find any of these dungeons at all useful?
Not immediately, but that was probably for the reason that I only went to them in order to get the XP for going to them.
Yeah.
So, no, but I can see where some of them would be useful.
The most useful one I see is at level 45. Which contains
that's the next
in
one
in the mining guild.
I can't go
that has the rune rocks.
Yeah, 3 rune rocks. Except obviously that's going to be reasonably packed, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. There was nobody
packed
in there when I went.
Competition. Oh,
so who knows?
But
the ore was all there. It was there.
Wow. Okay, then might be worth doing then. But I was going to say, I was sort of hoping for a few more of these dungeons. I mean, I was hoping for actually many more. Just little dungeons that, you know, maybe were less significant and you didn't get as much from them. Maybe even just one time sort of things. But
yeah,
I thought it would be fun to sort of have those, like, on the side that you can go and find. Or,
yeah, that was
something
I was hoping
cooler
for,
if you
too.
Just came across them. I mean, as they have them like this, it's sort of...
Yeah, for anybody who hasn't seen, it's like a trap door with a little red glow emanating from it, so you can't really miss it.
Yeah. So slight disappointment to me. But anyway, I went and discovered those. Yeah, I went and discovered all of the dungeons that I could just before the show today, just so that I could, you know, see what they were. And they are pretty cool. Some of them have some good benefits. But that's about it.
One has at level 65 Limpert Root and Magic Trees in the Varrock Sewers by the Moss Giants.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you're
that's
gonna, you know, that, that's
actually,
still very far away.
Yeah. But the only place where free players can cut maple trees, so...
Oh, yeah, right. That's on the Damonheim Peninsula there.
Yes, that's a bonus for them. Which is pretty funny, considering how long they've been free to play for. And finally, that they
get
they
a tree!
It made
but
no
really,
sense before.
You know, that's a far way away from even the Damonheim Bank.
Yeah.
And the island is small. You're not going to build fires on there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. Actually, I will finish talking about dungeoneering about this update in one of the questions this week. I just remembered there was this question, and it would fit in perfectly. So, yeah, I'll do that. But, is there anything else you wanted to add?
There's another one with mining rocks. than another in Brimhaven with steel and iron dragons, which is at level 80 dungeoneering. But, you know, if somebody's going to be fighting iron and steel dragons for fun, they're going to go to that Brimhaven dungeon, and they're not going to be too concerned about it being packed. Whereas if someone has those dragons for Slayer, they're going to use Curadel's dungeon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Was that cough supposed to symbolize something?
No, that was actually just an accidental cough.
Okay. Next up, construction hotspots. Basically, you have their group, a gatestone portal in the start room, which you can replace to a variety of things. A photo booth, if you want to take a picture of yourself in some dungeoneering gear.
What? Wait, why would they let you put a photo booth in...
Because apparently some people like the way the equipment looks and they can't take it out to take a picture of it. A farming patch.
Okay, I'm happy with that one.
A range. And a prayer altar. And finally, a skill cape stand to show off your mastery of the dungeoneering skill, which requires level 99 dungeoneering.
Yeah? How would that be any benefit at all in dungeoneering?
It's not, really.
What the...
I know, it's so funny. It's like, they're trying to target this to those people that are so full of themselves, you know?
But... Yeah, exactly. That's not what the game should be about. Slightly worried.
So, and then, of course, the group Gatestone Portal, which I mentioned is what can be built. The party leader starts off holding what's called the Gatestone. So if people go through the group Gatestone portal, they will go to where the group is. Previously, you could only do this by teleporting.
Okay. I don't know how that works, as I haven't seen
it yet. And then come the class rings, which can be, of course, imbued by your tokens. And, you know, you really wonder what the point of these rings are, because I'll just go through them. The melee ring changed into a tanking ring, in which damage is reduced when wielding a shield. A tactician ring, which increases the chance of hitting in an accurate stance. Or the berserker ring, which increases strength levels when calculating damage. Then we got ranged, which has sniper, which increases the chance of a max hit in a long range stance. Keen eye, chance of reducing target's defense when in an accurate stance. And desperado increases ranged levels when in a rapid stance. Then we got magic, which is blazer, elemental spell damage increased. Blaster, chance to slow down your opponent's attack speed and snare them. Blitzer increases the chance of casting elemental spells faster. Then finally, Skiller, which is Medic, increases the amount that you heal other players. Gatherer, chance of extra resources and skill task damage reduction. So if you're in a dungeon and you're playing around with that floor puzzle and you have to force a tile, chance of getting less damage done there. And Artisan, chance of saving resources and increased rune production. Does any of this sound very interesting to you?
No, not at all, but...
If I had to have one, it would be the Skiller one, but I wouldn't put my points in on that.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's
Someone
new titles.
Tell us how they work. Or at least tell me.
All there is to it is that default Daemonheim ring you get, you imbue it with your dungeoneering tokens into one of these kinds of rings, and that becomes your ring. And the more tokens you give it, the stronger it gets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is to it.
Okay, that's good.
Then, of course, there's new titles, which are basically the accolades you get. So, as you know, there's the two of the most common ones are MVP and probably Meat Shield. They added more of those, which haven't been made public yet. So that will probably be on the FAQ page in a month or so. Dungeon instances. Now, this is good. If you log out or lose connection, your dungeon will persist for up to 10 minutes, which should give you plenty of time to get back in the game and back to your dungeon. When you log back in, you'll find yourself exactly where you left, not in the waiting room as before. This means you'll be able to take a short break if in a single-player dungeon or rejoin a dungeon if you've been caught out by a nasty bout of lag.
That's good. Although, weren't we saying when we discussed the development diary, why hadn't they implemented that from the start?
Yeah, it seems like a bit of an oversight given the reliability of the servers.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good, though.
Finally, dungeon sizes. Solo dungeoneers are now able to select medium-sized dungeons, and parties of three or larger can now select large-sized dungeons, so I guess this would give a solo dungeoneer more XP. Because, you know, a medium one is really big. It takes probably about an hour or so to do, I found.
That is far more time than I have available for dungeoneering. That's why I farm, because it's so easy.
Yeah, you know, this is the same discussion I had with Mike. You know, dungeoneering, it's a good thing to do. I like it for the variety's sake, but it serves no purpose to me on the surface world. So why would I waste my time with it when I could be out getting defense XP or farming XP?
Oh, no one else understands us, Shane.
Yeah.
And
of course, moving on, the grouping improvements. Auto-grouping rooms will allow a player to select a specific floor from those available, and you'll be grouped with 3 to 5 players who have also selected that floor, so you will not incur an XP penalty due to level differences. And prayer improvements. You can now use the bone sound of Daemonheim directly on a prayer altar. It will give you 4 times the usual prayer XP.
Sounds good.
That's pretty much the dungeoneering update.
Yep.
It was a little less than I'd expected, so I'll have to wait until Dungeoneering Part 2 comes out and see what that gives us. But
oh, yeah. Maybe that was a hint. 1.5 means they've still got more up their sleeves.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, just a quick note and tweaks and fixes this week. After some feedback about the world map marker feature, we've implemented a couple of changes. Their name has been changed to Your Marker to avoid confusion with quest markers, and you can now right-click to remove them. Remember when that came out, I had troubles figuring out how to use the thing?
Yes. Didn't I show you?
Yeah, you did, and we discovered it was a double-click.
I think you figured it out anyway.
Yeah. Aside from that, in the release notes, lots of little graphical tweaks that you can look at. Nothing really that interesting, I don't think. So, that'll be that. We're going to mention now that you can head over to the download section on the RuneScape website and find some 8-bit MP3s of your favorite RuneScape music tracks.
Got to chuck in the right bit. Now, these are cool. These are cool in my... Don't be afraid because they're 8-bit. These are actually pretty amazing for Jagex.
Animal Allegory, Animal Rapogee, Beat Wars, Harmony, and Temple Desecrated.
How do you get desecrated out of dissected? Are you going to play any?
Oh, it says Temple Dissected. I always thought it was desecrated. Yeah, that's a good point. I will now say it as dissected. But Temple Dissected.
Not that it matters. Okay, that's a really good point. Oh, it's better. Time for Animal Allegory.
That one was cool. I'll put that one on. I prefer the in-game version of Temple Dissected, you know?
I don't even know what. Yeah. This is the only one. The other one is.
you're right. That's like RuneScape, kind of their own spin of techno.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of techno music.
Well, we should play that at our ball. to RuneScape music. Yeah!
We're having a ball? Oh, yours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
You want to plan a RSB&B one?
No, not particularly. I'm not sure how well that would work. Where would the venue be?
I once ran a little... all the mods, I ran a kind of a thing, and the closest point would be somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, okay. New Zealand would be a pretty good halfway point, all things considered, you know? Because, I mean, you need people from the US, Canada, and then over the other side you got the UK. So surely meeting in the middle would be somewhere near New Zealand.
If you say so. Quite.
Anyway, what else have we got? Sweet.
Golden Gnome Video Awards, which are going to be featured at RuneFest, including Best RuneScape Machinima Short Story, Best RuneScape Machinima Music Video, Best RuneScape Live Action Short Story.
Yeah.
Best RuneScape Live Action Music Video, Best RuneScape Animated Short Story, and Best RuneScape Animated Music Video. And the winners will receive big tickets for a trip to Jagex, a goodie bag packed with RuneFest goodies, including some autographed memorabilia. Okay. Lifetime RuneScape membership, and of course, a coveted Golden Gnome Award. Yes, a Golden Gnome that you can call your own.
Yay!
We have a gnome in our backyard, a garden gnome.
We used to have some gnomes, but I don't know what happened to them.
I could paint it gold, and that could be my golden gnome. I'm not sure my sister would like that. That's her gnome.
You should do it.
Yeah, and then I could put it up behind me if we ever did video or something and say, that's my golden gnome award.
Oh, yeah. You can just tell your sister that I put you up to it.
Yeah, so are you going to be entering any of these?
No, not really. As tempting as that is.
Yeah, I don't see myself making any RuneScape music videos or anything like that, or any short stories, but...
No, I'm afraid not. I should be doing some more RuneScape videos later, after school stuff has calmed down. So, yeah, keep an eye out on our YouTube channel, but as far as Machinima and stuff go, no, I'm not into that.
That's right.
But yeah.
Another RuneFest thing, they're having a Players Gallery competition, in which, you know, Players Gallery combined with RuneFest. To keep things interesting and in touch with RuneFest, entries must include all three of the following. A RuneFest flagstaff, a golden gnome, and Bob the Cat, or Evil Bob.
Okay.
Yep.
Next.
That's pretty much...
Oh my god. I have the phone in my room. Get out.
Uh-oh.
Someone will answer. No, okay, we're good. Kim can continue.
Okay. Is that the cordless phone still?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, yes. But yes, okay.
Where were we? Oh, I was just trying to see if there's anything else with this RuneFest
competition.
No, I don't think so. So if you're interested in this, you can enter that. Yeah, there was a live Q&A today or yesterday being Thursday or 2 days ago for you guys listening on Saturday. Basically with Mod Mark, who was in charge of... let's see, which was Mod Mark in charge of? Oh, it was... I don't know where I got Mark from. It was Mod Ash and John A.
Yeah,
anyways,
I was actually wondering that.
Yeah, I don't know where Mark came from, but...
Oh, no, I'm thinking of AJD. No, who's Ash?
Mod Ash includes My Arms Big Adventure, Swan Song, and the Wise Old...
Oh,
latest adventure love story. While John A. includes the Chosen Commander and the continuation of the dwarf storyline with forgiveness of a Chaos Dwarf. Ah. Okay. So this was a little Q&A that was on Twitter. I don't exactly have the questions accessible, but by the time you guys are listening to this, they'll have posted the questions in their topic. As of this time, they haven't, so you can just head on over to the link in the show notes, update.rsbb.com, and you'll find their topic there. You know, the questions were kind of bland this time. There's nothing really that interesting, I don't think. Nothing really hinting about what's coming in the future, so...
Yeah, well, you'll probably find they made a point of not answering those ones.
Yeah, that's true. So, one person asked about first person in RuneScape. They said they experimented with it in the past, but right now it's not something the engine can do convincingly well.
Oh, well.
The Dragonkin are coming, and themselves. Their vengeance will be mighty. You know, they must like these Twitter Q&As because they have to keep their answers in under 140 characters. You know? Uh-oh. Still there? Oops.
I'm still here. Sorry, I was just talking to Dad.
Okay. Handing off the phone?
I don't know. My neighbor is going to bring over a tie pin thing, which I need for my tie for tomorrow.
Oh, anyway, okay. Well, you can tell us about that later.
Yes.
The poll. The poll's poll. Because I think we're done with the Q&A.
Yes, we're done with the Q&A. Poll.
Anyways,
even this poll is slightly... I'm sure I... Maybe it's just, why do I have to log in again? That's ridiculous. I still have RuneScape open. I do still have RuneScape open. Okay.
I swear we had a poll like this last year sometime. Because I severely remember Brad making reference to Pol Pot.
Pol Potts?
Yeah, the evil dictator of Cambodia.
No, okay, that's not Pol Potts. Never mind. Okay.
So, okay, which best describes your voting habits? 44% vote in every single poll. 40% I vote when I remember. It's pretty random. 11% only polls that interest me. 3% this is my first poll. 1% none of the options given. 1% I don't vote in polls, except this one. So what'd you say?
I said I vote in every single poll, because I usually do.
Yeah, it makes sense. I have to. Being on here and stuff like that.
Yeah. If I weren't on here, then it would be rather sporadic, but not often.
Yeah, me too.
If ever, considering I don't really play anymore. But when I did play, then, yeah, just sporadic.
Question two?
Did you know that we select a participant of each poll at random for a month's free membership? No, I didn't know, 83%. Yes, but it's not why I vote, 14%. And yes, free stuff is why I like voting, 3%. Or I should say, free stoof.
Free stoof?
I said... No.
You want
I said
free
no,
stoof?
I didn't vote. No, I would not really like free stoof. I'll have some free stuff, but not free stoof.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I voted yes, but that's not why I vote. They came out with this last year.
So. Yeah, I'm sure I never heard about that.
Yeah, but you anyway, know, it was only mentioned once.
Out of 25,638 in this particular poll, I don't think there's a particularly high chance. That's okay.
No, definitely not.
Next one. I guess winning the lottery is pretty. But although winning the lottery is slightly more exciting than
winning a month of membership.
3 months of membership. Next.
What kind of polls do you most enjoy voting in? Select all that apply. 58%, unsurprisingly, guaranteed content polls, 36% fun/comedy polls, 36% feedback polls, 35% player submitted polls, 34% players playing habits polls and scenario what if polls, 25% RuneScape game knowledge quizzes, educational did you know polls, 21% RuneScape lore knowledge quizzes, 18%. I don't usually vote in polls, 5%, and none of the options given, 4%. So what did you select on this one?
I said none of the options given.
Okay.
Mainly because, despite the fact that I vote in every single poll, I'm not interested in them in the slightest. What did you say?
I never said anything.
Oh. No, I mean, what did you vote?
Oh, me. I voted guaranteed content, player submitted, and
boring
playing habit
in the majority.
Polls. No, I voted playing habit polls, because, you know, I like profiling people.
Okay. It's oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't know, I just get some kind of satisfaction from knowing lots of stuff about people.
I
guess you could call it data mining, I guess.
That would suit you. I agree, the, player submitted, I mean player, no, playing habits polls, the one below that, are probably the most interesting polls. But then at the same time, am I really interested in what the RuneScape population is doing, considering it is only the RuneScape population?
You were interested in when we had Jeff from Game Battles on and we talked about those PvP habits and whatnot, you know?
Yes, I don't recall.
Okay, you should go listen to that episode then.
No, I don't like listening to myself. How often do you suggest poll topics or give feedback to the polls, email inbox, or our official forum thread?
Go ahead.
What are you laughing about?
The answer.
I didn't know there was an email inbox or official forum thread. 43%, 11,000 votes. Never. 40% with 10,000 votes. Once or twice a month, 10%. 3 or 4 times a month, 4%. 6 or more times a month, 2%. Some people have problems. 4 or 5 times a month, 1%. Never is me.
Yeah, never for me either.
Good.
I think the address is polls@jagex.com. Question 4. We finished
yes.
it, I think.
Did we finish it?
We were
yes.
just
okay.
laughing that 43% didn't know there was such a thing.
Okay, yes, and I said never. You said never. Good, we're both normal. Question 5.
Trekkie and I actually used to, when this first came out, we submitted a few times a Star Trek-style poll, and it didn't get in, so we stopped.
Good.
Anyways, yes, question 5. Are you reading it?
Nope, you.
Okay. What stops you from voting in polls or giving us feedback via our inbox/thread? Select all that apply. 39% forget sometimes. 27% are too busy playing the game. 22% I didn't know that I could vote/give feedback before. 20% some polls just don't interest me. 18% none of the options given. 12% there's
Yay.
Not enough interest for me. I don't have access to the forums, 3%. I don't have access to email, 3%. Wow.
How can you not have access to email in this day and age?
I don't know. You know, this, once again, raises some serious questions about the RuneScape population.
Oh, dear.
But it was 655 votes that don't have access to email out of 26,000.
That's actually still quite a large number, considering
it's almost 1,000.
How prevalent email should be these days. Yeah, it's almost 1,000.
I have like 7 email accounts.
Oh, God. And to think these are also, I mean, the people who do vote in these polls should be the ones who are slightly more computer literate. They are the ones who actually go out of their way to vote in the polls rather than just playing the game. Oh, well.
This last one's another funny one.
Will you do us the honor of emailing us or posting on our thread with feedback for this poll? Nope, sorry. 60%. with 15,000 votes, good on you people, or oh, go on then, 40% with 10,000 votes. Good to see that Nope has the majority currently.
Yeah, it's funny because... No. Oh, okay. Yeah, me too, actually. But... Anyways.
Why is it funny?
I don't know, it just is because you get these things like this and it's like, oh, you want us to do this? Oh, no, that's okay. We'll let the other 40% do this.
Yeah.
So, that's
anyway,
why I was laughing.
That is our poll for this week.
Yeah. And
everything is more boring this week, I'm sure, but oh well.
Really? What did we have last week?
I
forget.
The dungeoneering is all fine. And some people will find that exciting, but yeah, it's just me because I'm not interested in it. Yeah, we've had more boring weeks in the past, but it just feels more boring, I suppose, because I've been busy lately.
No, you know, you're right that everything here is actually boring. It was boring once I discovered what the dungeoneering update was. So.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Anyway.
Shall we move on to questions?
We should.
Questions? Okay. First one is an audio question from Earth.
Hello, Shane. This week, I have a challenge for you. If you...
Whoopsies.
Did you just do
Hello,
that
Shane.
Again?
This week, I have a challenge for you. If you watch the original trilogy of Star Wars... and maybe a couple episodes of Doctor Who, I will watch a few episodes of Star Trek. Do you accept my challenge? If you do, I will contact you later. Oh, and don't try to lie to me, because I have ways of making sure that you hold up your end of the deal. Really. Love, Earth.
I just want to say something first with this. The entire Star Wars trilogy... plus a few episodes of Doctor Who does not equal a few episodes of Star Trek. It would have to be more like you watch three of Star Trek movies of my choosing and then a few episodes of Star Trek of my choosing as well before I would even consider such a thing.
But he didn't say you had to watch, like, all of it.
Well, he said the entire trilogy.
Oh, so. Well, oh, I didn't actually hear that, but... the entire Star Trek trilogy, I mean Star Wars trilogy isn't that big. I mean, haven't you seen
it's
the whole
It's three
thing?
Movies.
No, I think it's like six movies, but...
Oh, awesome. Well then it's not a trilogy then.
Still.
No, I will not watch that. But...
Oh. So, you know, wait.
No,
so
no,
you've
I mean,
never
I
watched...
haven't... Oh, I've seen parts of it, but it's just really, it looks like... it's not my kind of thing, you know, compared to Star Trek. It's too pop culture-ified, you know?
Maybe. Still, I stand by the fact that Star Wars is far more interesting than Star Trek.
But you watched the Star Trek movie. And you liked it.
Yes. But that is significantly cooler than old Star Trek. You will notice that the Star Trek movie has... wait, I can't really bluff this. I'm just going to go an 80% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to look that up right now to make sure that I'm not wrong.
I think it's more like 90%.
Probably does. It's pretty good. Wait. If it does have 90%, then that just proves my point even more. Proves that I'm more amazing. Oh my god, 94%. Okay, well in that case... I'm completely right then. 94% confirms the fact that Star Trek the movie is far better than any of the other Star Trek things.
Because it's got the coat of polish on it that makes young people like it. That's
no,
the thing, you know?
It's got the,
yes.
coat of polish on it that makes film critics like it. So basically... yeah, it wins in every way, whereas the old Star Trek sucks.
But it's still, my point is, the new one is true.
I'm sure it doesn't suck, but...
Good, that's good. I'm glad you can admit that. My point with this is that the new one is still true to Star Trek as it is originally, you know? So
Star Trek reignites a classic franchise with action humor, a strong story, and brilliant visuals, and will please traditional Trekkies and new fans alike. Oh, okay, that didn't
Yeah, there we go.
I thought it did, but...
Anyways.
Anyway, I would advise what, even though this is not my question, I would advise watching again... I would advise against watching Doctor Who. I'm having trouble with my words again this week. I can actually say that this time. I have been forced into watching a lot of Doctor Who before, and it still doesn't interest me, so...
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really worth your time. But Star Wars... You have to see Star Wars, because Star Wars is just, you know, a classic. Nowadays.
I will see it if you watch my Star Trek movies of choice.
I've already watched far too many of your Star Trek little YouTube clips. I've never sent you a Star Wars YouTube clip before.
Because they don't exist!
They do exist. They're just...
They're not funny.
Not as interesting. Yeah, probably not. But anyway, that's not what we're discussing. I'm sure all of those YouTube clips would add up to at least one movie. So, yeah.
I don't think so.
If you're going to watch one Star Wars movie, then you must watch, what is that one called?
Revenge of the Fallen?
I don't know. Yeah. Star Wars Wiki. Wikipedia is, oh no, not the Star Wars actual wiki. I want Wikipedia Star Wars.
Can we move on to the next question now?
Yeah, we can sort of half move on to the next question.
Okay.
A New Hope.
Thank you.
That's what it's called.
Okay,
perfect.
A New
Title for me. A New Hope is quite a good one.
Okay, and what is this New Hope about?
Space opera? Since when is it space opera? Anyway, A New Hope is quite a good one. That's number 4, which is, I think, the first of those old films. Anyway, watch that.
Okay. We're going to move on now to the next audio
one.
Question from a guy named Sean, or ParkourMan99.
Hey guys, ParkourMan99 here again with some more questions for you guys. First off, how do you think Dungeoneering will be introduced to the outside world? Do you think it'll be a quest requirement or something else? Also, I recently got a papaya tree seed from my bird's nest while woodcutting. Do you think I should sell this tree seed, as it is currently valued at about 101k? Or do you think I should wait for it to, for the price
Christ.
To rise and then sell it? My last question for you guys is, do you think 99 farming is a reasonable goal from level 21, at least? And how long do you suggest that would take? Thanks, ParkourMan99, out.
Okay, so first off, before we get to the good stuff, Dungeoneering introduced into the real world, well,
I think we've
kind of
seen that now.
Yeah, we already talked about this kind of, it's already there, sort of, but, I'm really not sure how they could do that aside from our Southern Continent idea of last week. Like, to make it, like, a true add-on, you know? I'm not sure
You're right, actually. Yeah. We already talked about it last week. That's exactly what they should be doing.
Yeah, so if you're interested in the whole Southern Continent theory, listen to last week's episode and the question about adding a new landmass. That's what we would say in relation to adding Dungeoneering to the real world. But, you know, I can't foresee a quest or anything being that in-depth, because it's a dungeon, and you're going to have to go into the dungeon and the quest, and for all we know, it could involve just going into dungeons like we went into the resource dungeons this week, so, yeah. That's that, I think, unless there's anything else you want to talk about bringing Dungeoneering into the real world.
That's all for Dungeoneering.
Okay, the farming one?
Papaya seed? Oh my god, I had no idea that... How is it even possible for papaya seeds to be valued at 100k right now? Papaya seed.
They were 60k when I got 99. way back when.
Oh, wait. Now it says, when were they at 100k? This says that they're 40k on the G right now, and they're actually dropping.
Huh.
Crashing quite far. Hmm. It would be a good time to buy them, actually, because they're very low.
That's a good idea. Hold that thought. Maybe he meant palm seeds. Those are 104k right now.
Yeah. He probably actually did say palm seed, and I just misheard that.
I heard papaya as well.
Oh, okay, so that's good. Yeah.
Assuming it's a palm. You want to answer, or should I?
It sort of depends. Depends on, you know, how much XP. So, oh, wait, hold on. You have 20-something farming.
21 farming, yeah.
21 farming.
Definitely wait, sell it in that case.
Yeah, you might as well sell it. I mean, it's not going to go any higher than that, either. I think the other question was whether you thought it would be best to wait. What is it at now? Nah, just sell it.
Yeah, and then buy other seeds with it. But as for whether 99 farming is a good goal from level 21, I would personally give it until maybe level 40 or 50 to see if you actually like the skill in full being, because the skill changes from when you're at the lower levels to when you start planting trees, significantly changes.
Yeah, that's true. As flattered as we are that you are choosing to go down the course of farming for a change, as it is not often that that happens with our listeners, or with anyone for that matter, you should see what it's like and stuff before you commit to something like that.
Anyways, thank you, Mr. Parkerman99, or Parkour. I think I got in trouble for saying Parker once. Oh well. I'll read the next one. Dear Shane and Chief, first, at my local Walmart, they sell the RuneScape membership cards, and they have a 90-day card for $22.50. They also have the Ultimate Game card, which works in the same way as RS membership, for $20. Would getting the Ultimate Game card give me 90 days too, or would it be less expensive because the sale price is less? I actually looked up the Ultimate Game card, and it works through the Pay by Cash system. And for 3 months, using Pay by Cash, it costs you $19.99. So you're at the same price, practically, unless $2.50 really means that much to you. So, really no difference in between them. Unless $2.50 is going to break your bank. So, I think that's all there is to say on that one. You know,
pretty much.
I don't even know if I could get those Ultimate Game cards in Canada. So, I don't know. But I am going to the U.S. next week, and they do have the RS game cards there. But, you know, I don't really have any reason to buy one, but I always see them when I go there. Just a slight side note. Anyways, and for the both of you, what are your thoughts on having animals, meaning pets, put to sleep? My family is debating on whether or not to have our dog put down because she is going blind and deaf and has arthritis, and she's going on 18 human years old. Those questions are from Regnanth. That's pretty old.
That is pretty old for a dog. Going blind and deaf, and with arthritis, I would have to say you probably should. I mean, poor dog.
Yeah, I don't have pets, but I'm going to have to agree with that as well.
Yeah. I mean, if pets have to suffer like that, then, I mean, you wouldn't wish that upon anyone, really, so it's always a shame. And it's a really old dog, of course, so, yeah, that's fair enough. As for what my thoughts are on that, I don't know. If I hadn't really thought about that much before, but if they are old and or inflicted with some kind of ailment, then it's only fair. It is sort of sad that the same doesn't apply to humans, I wonder sometimes. Because
I thought of that too.
Yeah, I mean, people always say that, you know, you should treat animals just as you would anyone else, because they are living creatures too, so why doesn't the same apply to us? It's yeah, kind of odd. Paradox. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you there, because as you said, the dog is old, you don't want it to be suffering, and, you know, it's probably had better days than it's having now, so you want to look back and remember the dog for what it was and not what it is now, so that's part of the reason why I would also do that. Granted, I don't have pets, but that's where I would go, and as you said, why don't we have the same option for a human? That's a topic for another show, but...
Yeah, that really is. Never
you know,
mind.
People get arrested for helping others commit suicide and whatnot, but... Yeah. Anyways, thank you, Regmint. Best of luck with your dog. Next one?
Oh, dear Shane, Chief, and their invisible friends. One, Chief, do you think goblins are people too? Shane, goblins are people too. See episode 217. Sure, why not? Actually, no. That's funny, after that question. Yes, goblins definitely are people too, in a general sense of the word people.
What do you mean?
You know, goblins should be treated equally. They are living creatures. They have equal rights.
They do?
So, sure they do. They might be slightly more
monstrous. I don't think so.
Oh, well. Goblins are people too. Number two, if you could have max of any item, what would you pick? I would get tinderboxes, because me and my friend would buy them in mass from the old Infinity Stock stores for 1GP and sell on the G for 80GP. Lol. Oh dear, I just said lol on the show. But yes, LOL. That is actually written in the question. That's not just me saying it. See, I'm a normal person. I don't say that.
That's good. That's good.
Where were we? If you could have a max of any item, what would you pick? I would be inclined to say tinderboxes too, just because that is epic. I used to have a lot of tinderboxes.
Yeah, you gave them to me, remember?
Yeah. And I also sold 100 to some random guy a while ago. But
I have 104 left. You want 100 back?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. But as for me,
I will just accumulate them again, but, you know, go.
I would like to have my blue party hats, infinite of those.
Well,
wouldn't that be good?
I guess. But, I mean, if you did, then they would lose that value anyway.
But anytime I needed money, I could just sell a party hat.
I guess.
I'd never have to worry about money again. And I could just play RS like Uncle Dano wants me to.
True. Okay, sure, why not? Infinity blue party hats it is. Although, I mean, if you had unlimited money, then what fun would the game be?
Yeah, that's true, you know. Because if I would have had unlimited money, farming would have been done a lot sooner than it would have been. Okay, I take that back. I don't know that. Maybe an unlimited amount of needle sense I can scare people.
What about just an unlimited amount of magic tree seeds or something?
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
That would be kind of handy. Yeah. Although
then
that
defeats the purpose out of getting the farming, you know?
Well, no, it just defeats the purpose out of buying the seeds.
Okay. I see. But you still get the same satisfaction for planting them?
Yeah. Precisely.
Okay, then. So you're going for tinder boxes, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I would actually go for magic seeds. Some kind of seeds would be nice for me as well. Now that I think of it, I probably have to say magic seeds too.
Okay.
Although, magic seeds are a bit overpowered. To have unlimited magic seeds would be kind of too much. Maybe I'll just go into maple seeds. That way, it's still cool when I find a magic seed. Yeah.
And that's what you did 99 farming on.
Exactly. I've got this all figured out now. Oh, there's another question. Number three, would you like the idea of a fun PK area? You would go in with other people your level. If you died, you would keep all your stuff. Then you got small amounts of money per kill. For example, a level 138 would get 10k for killing someone. Thanks from Werefoxes.
No.
No, I agree. Mainly because it involves PK.
Yeah, you can't give money out if there's no risk involved.
Kidding, but I agree.
If you're wanting a multi-area that's safe, Clan Wars being one, another one I would recommend Castle Wars or Soul Wars. So, I don't know. I think there's enough safe PvP as it is. I'm sorry, but I think that's the truth there. So, anyways, those questions were from...
Werefoxes, I already said.
Okay.
I covered all my bases. Okay.
Yes. Okie dokie then. I was wondering what 99s you guys have. Also, what do you think the most fun skill to get a 99 is, and the easiest? Thanks from JBobMan7.
I like this question. This is good.
Okay, 99s. I'll go first.
Yep.
Most importantly, farming, followed by herb lore and agility. And then my other 99s that I just got for the heck of it were fletching, woodcutting, firemaking, and attack. Fletching was one I did not want to do, but I had 94 for the longest time, and when I was a noob, way back when, like 2005, a goal was 99 fletching. I didn't do it, so I finally finished it and fulfilled. So that's why I got 99 fletching. Okay, your turn.
That's good. I am slightly less of a no-lifer.
I'm not a no-lifer by any means.
I know. Okay, I just thought I would throw that one out there. I only have 99 farming, 99 woodcutting, and 99 firemaking.
And you skipped out on 99 opposite. Agility.
Yeah, I was going for 99 agility with Shane and Kelsey, but unfortunately they both destroyed
me. I won.
Shane won. To our shock, actually, but... No.
Everyone thought Kelsey was going to win, but I won.
Yeah, well done, Shane. Well done. Still have to congratulate you for that. But yes, Kelsey eventually did go on to get 99 as well,
and she didn't tell us about it.
Yeah, she never even told us.
We should have her on the show again one day.
It was pretty unfair, actually. I think she sent me a screenshot of when she was like a few thousand experience off or something. And I figured that she was going to tell me to come on later and do something. But she ended up just getting it, and she never even mentioned it. It was very sad.
Yeah. Anyways. The second part of that question. Favorite skill to get 99 in?
Oh, where is...
Or most fun to get 99 in?
Farming.
Yeah, definitely. I would do that again if I could.
But that is also our generic response. So to throw in something for the non-farming listeners, what is the other
what
most
your
fun
skill? 99 besides?
I don't know. It's so hard, Shane.
You could say wood cutting.
I could say wood cutting, but that would be a lie.
I really liked getting 99 wood cutting.
I suppose, if you say so. No, wood cutting was fun, but that was only because I had no life back then, I suppose. Yeah, no other way to put it. Yeah, I had as much time as I needed for it. Whereas nowadays, yeah, I mean, farming just works for me nowadays because of the time involved. So, yeah, it really depends. Mm. Okay. Despite the fact tried to offer a different response to that, I have no idea. I'm still going to have to go
with
farming.
So just stick with farming then. Okay. Easiest? Which one was easiest? Farming.
Farming. more or less.
It was easy, you know? It was really farming easy is, compared to everything
I mean,
else.
It takes forever, but it's definitely the easiest.
Yeah, it was just something I didn't have to stress over, you know? It was like, oh, when's the next level coming? You know, I just found it really easy.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, you could probably write the script for this episode before it even began.
Pretty much. We're great. Anyway, I think that's all. Wait, oh, for a more generic response, I suppose we could say something like, thieving is easy. I like thieving.
Oh, really?
So quite a nice one.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you know, they so ruin that skill with pyramid plunder.
Thieving is more interesting than fletching.
It used to be something to look up to, but pyramid plunder now, no, not really.
Yeah. But then again, people don't realize that, so it's kind of good. Anyway, that question was from JBobMan7. Thank you, JBobMan7. Next one.
I read that one.
You... Did you? Oh, okay.
Yes, I did.
Right. Shows how much attention I'm paying. Hey, guys. A follow-up to my question from last week. Number one. Which skill do you find the least rewarding for the effort involved? Please try to avoid dungeoneering or fire. Number two. Which skill do you find the least rewarding for the effort involved? Sadly, I'm going to have to say dungeoneering and fire making. Oh, God. That's not fair. If you know which ones we're going to say, then why even ask the question?
Yeah, you know, that's true. So, I don't know, like, mining? I'll say mining, just to be different.
I guess that is, yeah.
Because really, who mines rune ore?
I really can't stay away from dungeoneering at all.
Yeah, well, I'd say dungeoneering too, but he wants a different response, so that's why I'm saying mining.
Okay, fletching? I've never found fletching to be particularly satisfying.
Well, yeah, anymore, like, and once again, the GE broke all these skills because nobody makes anything for themselves anymore. Everything is a byproduct of training skills, which money is generated through the combat system. Round and round we go. Oh, and which quest reward is least valuable for the reward put in it? Oh, God, there's so many of those. Hard to pick one. I don't actually have any off the top of my head.
Not paying attention, you just continue asking the question. Right. I'm just going to pretend that I'm still doing this. Which quest reward do you think is the least valuable for the work put into it? Keep it up from Stone. P.S. Yeah, no, my name is weird. No, I don't think your name's that weird. Okay, I have no idea.
Yeah,
but I did stall
for
a few minutes, a few seconds while you had time to think of something. So you
yeah,
have
no, I don't. I don't really know what it's going to be. Oh, I know which one. Elemental Workshop 3 with the body body.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
You do this puzzle and you get the body body. Big deal.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go with that one. I'm sure there are others, but there's just so many quests, you know, that I've done. And it's like, it's hard to remember each quest. Like, I don't even remember the quest storylines from way back when. You know that one... What was that one where you have to kill that in the fight arena or whatever?
I'm pretty sure that quest is called Fight Arena.
No, no, I mean, but what's the storyline behind it?
Oh, the storyline. No, I don't know either. I did that in RuneScape Classic. Yeah. You can't ask me that.
Oh, okay.
It's probably changed dramatically now, anyway.
Yeah, it has. So that's why they should let us redo quests.
That was a fun quest. That was probably one of the few quests I've ever died on.
Yeah, I died on that one, too. Oh, shit, did I just say that?
Oh, the secret is out. Did you seriously? Wait, how long ago did you do that?
In, like, summer 2005.
Oh, good on you. Good on you.
When I first started playing... Yeah. Or no, maybe I didn't die. I don't know.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I might have, but...
Who cares? Just... Admit it, Shane. Suck it up.
No, I don't think so. Anyways, where were we? Right, thank you, Stone.
Yeah, can't think of anything. If we think of anything, we will post it.
Yes. This question is for both hosts. What do you think Jagex could add to RuneScape besides quests that give the game its RPG feel back? If it's possible to do so without quest edit to both hosts, what would it take to get you to do live action video for the Golden Gnome Awards? Ice Black Dragon sent in both of these questions. Okay, so what would you do to get the RPG feel back again?
Okay, I think this is the question that I was waiting for, the Dungeoneering update, whatever it was. But now I've forgotten what I was going to say. So, let me just think for a second.
Okay, RPG, well, do you want me to answer while I do this?
Yes, you answer, yes.
Well, you know, I think that, for me, part of the RPG feel I got was with quests, actually, when you got to choose who you would help and whatnot, like back in the day when you could either help Lucien or kill him, it was that sort of thing that made me feel more involved in the storyline and like it was going to have an impact, not as if I was just reading a story, you know? So, like you say, without quests, but I really think quests are the best way to do that. I don't think that there would be any other way, maybe. Unless, this is kind of what you were thinking, something with Dungeoneering, maybe, where you have to, where they would force you to fulfill a certain role, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't thinking that exactly, but continue.
Oh, that's really all I have. I have to say quests, because I'm really not sure how else it could be done, because I'm not much of an RPer, so. Did you ever RP in RuneScape?
No, I don't think so.
What about real life?
I mean, even... Pardon? In real life? No. No. No way. Although, I suppose, considering we are playing a role-playing game, doesn't that count as RPing in real life?
Maybe.
And then there's RPing in RuneScape is like RPing in an RPG. Whoa. That's pretty deep when you think about it. Pretty sad, too.
It's like one of those Russian nesting dolls, you know? You can look at it role-playing like...
No, I don't
like
know.
A Russian nesting doll. You got these little doll things. You have a small one that goes into a bigger one, which goes into a bigger one, which just keeps getting bigger. You've never seen a Russian nesting doll before?
I think I know what you mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's what I
was going to say. I lost my train of thought yet again, and I hadn't even started talking about what I was going to say. Yes, quests. I don't actually think that the quests do a very good job of integrating the RPG feel of the game. Because all of the quests nowadays, you sort of have to use guides for, and you don't end up getting involved in the quest. You are too busy just doing the quest for the reward. And I think it is possibly the fact that you have to use a guide for it. If that was not necessary...
Well, you don't have to use a guide.
You don't have to, but it's kind of difficult otherwise. Impossible. Yeah, I didn't used to use guides, you know, back in the day. But then it just became commonplace. I don't think they even existed.
Yeah, that's true. So... but it's interesting what you say, though. I'd support that and say, because of that, maybe back then it did feel more like RPing, because people didn't use guides.
Yeah, I mean, why else would we have played a game that looked like RuneScape did?
Well, you, especially in RuneScape Classic. RuneScape 2 was semi-decent.
Yeah, for its time. Oh, yes, so what I was going to say was quests are right, but something needs to be done sort of similar to quests, but on a smaller scale. And by that I do not mean a minigame of sorts, I just mean, I don't know.
Something micro compared to something macro, just like with a smaller scope, maybe?
Yeah, I guess. I'm tempted to say mini-quest, but That would just sound stupid, and I think they've already got things like that. I don't know. I give up on this question.
Okay, and the second part, what would it take to get you to do a live-action video for the Golden Gnome Awards?
Would never happen. But, oh, to find live-action.
No. I don't know. I'm really not sure what they mean by this. Is it, like, expecting you to actually have people acting it out, or action on RuneScape, like an episode of 24 or something?
But I didn't even think you could enter that into the competition. Live.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
We'll see. I'm really not sure, like you say, what the category is.
Yeah. Well, assuming it is referring to human action. No, I don't think that will ever be happening. I'm afraid.
Yeah, definitely not.
Again, I'm
going
to have to make the excuse that it is because of my bandwidth entirely. That's probably not really in this case. I'm just going to say that. Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Sorry.
Me on that lack of time, actually, so... Thank you, Ice Black Dragon.
Oh, yeah, there's always lack of time, actually. That counts, too. Shane and Brad, 2.1.3. I love how I get more numbers every single time. Number one, we have many multi-question questions this week. What is the craziest name you have ever seen somebody name a pet? I have a cat named Boo and a dog named Junebug. But what if my neighbor's has a dog named Zero? I actually think that Zero is quite a cool name, so...
Yeah, me too.
I don't know, though. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I saw this question before and thought, I must think about that, and then I never got around to thinking about it.
What about naming it Stallion or Yeah Detroit or Fish and Chips or Twisty Poi or Keenan Got Lucky or Satan or
so
Adolf Hitler?
I know a guy who named his dog Juggernaut. I thought that was pretty cool.
Is it a big dog?
No, it was a tiny dog. A little harmless thing, I think. Which is probably the whole reason, but... Yeah. I like that name, actually. I'm going to go with that.
Okay. I don't have any, so I'm going to pass, but... Next one.
Okay. Number two, could you look at my stats and tell me some tips on what I should work on? Besides farming, because I'm doing herb runs, my username is Angry Zants. I have not looked you up, but from memory, I think you have about...
He has 99 cooking, 85 wood cutting, 70 agility. That's good. Personally, I'd leave your combat stats where you're at right now. Probably... 39.
Oh, okay, close enough. I'm amazing. yeah, that's good. That's good. Herb runs are always good. In that case, I will leave you alone.
I'd work on some of your lower skills. Like, I'd bring your non-combat skills up to the level of your agility and whatnot. So your crafting, smithing, mining, herb lore, thieving, runecrafting, farming, yes. Hunter and construction and dungeoneering too. So that's what I would do if I was you. Because, then you'll have to make a choice. Do you want to focus more on skilling, or do you want to go down the combat route and do Slayer? Because after you do that, if you choose the combat route, you're likely going to end up doing more Slayer than you do of skilling. So.
Oh my god, I'm amazing. I just typed in the high score URL search into your MSN window instead of the address bar. I agree with Shane. Just the lower levels. Like he was mentioning.
Round them off. That would be good. Probably the best thing to do.
All 40 plus first. I mean, you've got like 3 at 39. So you might as well.
Yeah, so get those to 40 and then 50. So
yeah, that 50 won't be far away either. Because all the other things are mainly about that. Yep, do that.
That should give you some stuff to do.
Nice agility.
Yeah. Last part.
close. Number three, do you guys think it would be cool if Jagex made free-for-all worlds, which are worlds that act like the Clan Wars safe free-for-all portal, say, except all throughout RuneScape? It would be fun, in my opinion. I don't know how well that would work, considering anyone could kill anyone at any time.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little... I don't know, this is like the other thing, too, with PKing. Like, do you really need a full world for something safe like that? Wouldn't it be better to go off to Castle Wars and do that there, where you actually get rewarded for it?
I mean, it would
so
be...
So I'm gonna say no.
It wouldn't be... I'm going to say no as well, I guess, overall. But it wouldn't be too bad if it was like, you know, you could attack only those people within your level range, just like how normal PKing worked, except that it was a safe zone. Because otherwise, it would just be mayhem.
But,
you know, anyone could attack anyone.
Would you really be able to find anyone in that kind of world? I don't think people would use that.
I don't know. It still might be a bit dodgy. But, you know, I mean, one world for that could be cool.
Yeah, they could allocate it. Who knows?
Anyway, thanks from Zant Twillet. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to try to pronounce that. P.S. I think your Southern Continent theory is a really good idea. Jagex should really take that into consideration. Thank you, Zant Twilight. It is. I don't know.
It's Twilight.
Okay.
Stop avoiding that word.
No, because there's no GH in it, so you got to cut me some slack.
Twilight, then.
Yes, okay, Twilight.
I'd either say Twilight or Twillet. Twillet as in toilet, but Twillet, you know?
Okay. Twillet. I'm just afraid of pronouncing people's names wrong, because then they come and...
Oh, I've been doing that for years, and no one's killed me yet.
I guess not.
Anyways.
Not yet. Last one.
Just like it's Herb and not Herb.
Yeah.
Dear Shane and Brad, I was wondering if I should save my level 3 clue scroll until the big clue scroll update comes out later this month, or if I should do it now and try to get some third age armor. I'm a long time listener and I love your podcast. Keep it up. Darth Blaze 2. I forget what the odds of getting third age armor are, but they are very, very slim. So, you know, at this point, there's probably only a weekend left. You could do it if you're not going to be getting any clues next week, but if you are always getting clues, just do it. You'll get one soon enough.
Yeah. I would say personally that you might as well just do it. Also, of course, for the fact that you will probably get one back very easily, but it's... I don't think
you never know what can come out of
deal. It's...
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's... It will be, sure, but it's probably not likely to affect the values of major items. So you either get something...
Yeah.
You
know, that's actually a good point, probably, because...
If it does, then, I mean, it will just balance stuff out, and it'll kind of make it...
Yeah, and everything will stay as rare as they are right now.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
But you could just do it. You never know what you might get. I've gotten, like, 3 Robin Hood hats from Clues before. I got my third age plate legs before.
Yeah.
That's the only third age.
The things are only going to be as expensive as they are rare. So if they are rare, then they're going to be expensive. If they're not rare, like some of these items are suggested will not be, then they're not going to be worth getting so much. So, yeah, it probably doesn't really matter if you wait for them or not. Just do it now, in my opinion.
You know...
But we don't know until we find out.
The third age plate legs are 145 million GP on the Grand Exchange.
Oh my god, you must be pissed.
You know, no, not really, because that was then and now is now. But
yeah,
people always say, we're so much on the street price, but no, you know, I really don't see how that's the case, because... When something is like that on the street price, it's different because you're giving them junk and they could potentially sell that junk back. It's the same damn thing, you know? So 145 million is the price, but It'd be nice to have now. Maybe I'll go do my Iron Dragons later.
If only, if only.
You never know. I need to go get some more teeth pulled. And hope they don't put me down.
Maybe if I get my wisdom teeth out. I don't actually think that'll be happening, unfortunately, but... Oh, well.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't phrase it like that.
Yeah. That's it for questions this week. Thank you, everybody. Remember, if you want to send us an audio question, those can go to questions@rsbnb.com. Keep them under 30 seconds in length. Also, if you want to send us a text question, goes up on Monday next week.
Can we wrap up the show?
Send them there. No, we just got a few tech news things first.
Okay, let's go.
I'll go quick. Microsoft gives Adobe Reader a protected mode. Microsoft has been helping Adobe develop a sandbox similar to the protected view in Office 2010. Adobe Reader Protected Mode, a sandboxing technology based on Microsoft's practical Windows sandboxing technique, is a new mitigation feature scheduled for the next major version of Adobe Reader. And in addition to working with the Microsoft Office security team, Adobe has also learned from the Google Chrome team, as well as third-party consultancies and other external groups that have sandboxing knowledge and experience. You know, it's about time something like this comes up.
So, hold on. Did I miss something? Why does Adobe Reader need to have a sandbox?
Well, a PDF is more than a PDF. PDFs can run JavaScript. They can write files. It's basically a live document that's very powerful. And in the wrong hands with a problem in the software, it could cause mayhem on the computer.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
It could initiate a cross-site scripting attack and send your data off somewhere, and, you know, you really don't want that. But so it's good that this is coming. It's about time. Once again, this is something that I think is good because it just hardens Windows a little bit more, you know? Like, all these security advances made over the last decade on Windows are really good. And it makes me kind of wonder, you know, what's going to happen ever on the Mac side? Or, like, it just makes me a little bit worried inside based on this, you know? Because what if something bad happens on OS X and we're reliving 2003 with Microsoft all over again? But
that'd be fun.
So that's why. No, it wouldn't be fun.
Sure, it would. That would be an awesome paradigm shift.
Because we don't have antivirus software here. That, like, nobody I know that has a Mac runs antivirus software.
I use Windows and I don't use antivirus software.
You don't even use Security Essentials?
Well, that comes... No, I don't even. I mean, I have Windows Defender, but... No.
Okay. Yeah, but we don't advise you running without an antivirus. I've run without one.
No, please don't do that.
It's just too much system load, I find. But we're responsible people, so we can do that. We can do that. But
yep. Anyways. Oh god, another yawn. Next one.
YouTube launches a music video discovery page, which has top music videos in each category and artists that may sound similar. I had an idea with this. The reason I put this in tech news is because what if they wanted to use something like this in Chrome OS? As kind of like a media player.
Yeah.
See? That would be interesting.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. Just head over to youtube.com/music and take a look. Today's hits are California Girls by Katy Perry, I Like It by Rainbow. Moving down to the pop.
Oh, look! Section. Paul Potts is in classical. Nessun Dorma.
Oh, okay, that's what you were on about. I was on about the Dictator of Cambodia. Okay. Justin Bieber, Maya, Justin Bieber, Celine Dion. Taylor Swift, you like her. Ludacris, Quincy Jones, Pol Pot. Oh, yeah. See, I said Pol Pot.
Yeah. Okay. Who's close? They have Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi and rock. That doesn't sound right. Wow, they have a religious category. Yeah, those are old, aren't they?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
It's old at this point, but...
Anyways. So, just check this out. It's definitely something to keep an eye on in the future, as I said. So, another piece of YouTube news, Life in a Day, which is one world, 24 hours, 6 billion perspectives, starts in 20 hours for me on this page. It says, Life in a Day is a historic global experiment to create a user-generated feature film shot in a single day by you. On July 24th, you have 24 hours to capture a glimpse of your life on camera. The most compelling and distinctive footage will be edited into an experimental documentary film produced by Ridley Scott and directed by Kevin MacDonald. The film will premiere at the Sundance Film Festival in January 2011 and will be available right here on YouTube. And it goes on to say, if your footage makes it in, you'll be credited as a co-director.
That's good.
Yeah, so... You know, it's interesting.
I just saw this
before,
actually. But...
It would be interesting to see what we get. Like, I'm sure we'll get the classic people on a webcam doing you-know-what, but I'm sure we'll also get some more inspiring stuff, you know? But
I hope so, considering what the YouTube user base has sort of become.
So that starts on Saturday, my time. What could I shoot on Saturday? I don't know, but...
It's not snowing anymore?
Anyways. No, it's not, actually. Not yet.
Pity.
That will be in October.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. That's pretty much all I got for this, I don't think, unless there's anything else to say. But if you have a video camera, submit something. It'd be interesting to see what our RSBNB people can come up with. Moving on. RSBNB Informer Q&A. Yes, RSBNB Informer is doing a Q&A, but it's not to ask us questions like this. The RSBNB Informer Q&A is for questions relating to past articles, future articles, not how do I do X in RuneScape or how do I fix this certain technical problem. No. Those are not the questions we want for the Informer Q&A. The Informer people want questions about their articles, processes that go into articles, and articles for the future.
So yeah, that's true. I mean, those kind of questions either go to us on the update, or you can just ask them in RuneScape-related questions.
Yeah, it wasn't intended to be a how do I do such and such a thing on RuneScape kind of thing, you know? But
yeah.
So send that in. If it's not really working out how we had planned, so we'll look for some changes coming in August to that. Next up, August 6th is RSBNB's birthday, so we got RSBNB birthday events as usual.
That one's more exciting.
I'll name a few of these off. RSBNB photo, fishing trawler, Bosch takedown, hot potato, another amazing rune race, the scavenger hunt, wilderness takeover, site owner wars, star hunting, and Team Fortress 2 with the party mode enabled. You can find links to all these events and discussion topics for each event on the forums, forums.rsbnb.com, in the global announcement titled something along the lines of birthday events. You'll find those on there.
I hope I can make it to some of these ones.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I will be able to, but I just noticed the other day that the PC game, the Team Fortress 2 event is at the usual time, which I can't do, of course, because that's school. But yeah, I hope some of these are during weekends. Well, then I'll be fine.
Yeah, a few of them are. But some are during the week, too, because it's summer here and everybody is sadly in the North American
because
continent.
You
so.
Americans don't think of the others. Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is the vast majority of the year that are on holiday, so Fair enough, fair enough.
You could always skip school.
I could, but... Yeah, I'm not sure how well that would work out. No, I'm just going to say no.
You're too much of a nerd for that.
I am. Far too much of a nerd. And yeah, I am officially a nerd now. We determined that the other day. Didn't we?
You can talk about that after, because that was almost a pick this week.
Oh, that's not really worthy of a pick.
No, it wasn't. That's why I got something else, but that's in a few minutes.
That's good.
After we talk about Skill of the Month, pretty much the same as last week.
No, Warren that's interesting as well.
With 6.2 million XP gained. 98887 is in second with 1.2 million, and you're still in third with 1.1 million.
Yay! At least I haven't dropped any more places. Because that would be slightly green.
Yeah, so I think Warren's got this one in the bag, unless somebody else who's not in the top five has some chinchampas they're hiding. So that'll be that tomorrow, or you guys probably already know what the August Skill of the Month is. We don't, as we're recording this, so let's take a guess at what this Skill of the Month is going to be for August.
Oh, put me on the spot. What did I guess last month?
You guessed strength.
No, I didn't. Why would I have guessed strength? Did I really?
I think you did. But August cannot be ranged, runecrafting, or dungeoneering.
All right, then. What about? Fletching.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to guess smithing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Feels
why.
Like we didn't have that
like
long
smithing.
Ago. Oh, well, fletching.
Yeah, we had it in November. Okay. We'll be moving on now to my pick, unless you have any other Skill of the Month stuff you want to talk about.
Nope, nothing. I'm pretty much over Skill of the Month right now.
Okay. Wish I had the iPad here right now. I'd take a picture of what I'm going to show you. But my pick of the week is TeamViewer. I recently rediscovered it on the iPad.
Oh, yes.
It's cross-platform. It works on Windows, Mac, and Linux, and iPad. So basically the idea is it's a remote assistance service, so if somebody you know needs help or you just want to access your computer remotely, you can install TeamViewer. You're presented with a nice, easy-to-use password and code format. You can use that, or I think you can create a more kind of advanced kind of session that you can connect to. But in either case, it lets you see your computer from wherever you are, and it's easy to use. It's not like VNC, which requires a whole lot of configuration. So it's definitely, its strong points are definitely in that it's free and easy to use. And it also has a very good iPad application, I think, if you have an iPad. I think there's an iPod Touch version, but I don't know, or an iPhone version. I'm not sure how useful that would be for you, though. So, but my main reason I picked this was because I was recently using it on the iPad, so I kind of like the way the interface worked on the iPad. So my pick is officially TeamViewer for the iPad, but with that being said, you can also look at TeamViewer for the other platforms as well.
Yeah, which is kind of a good idea. If you install it on one, you might as well install it on the others.
Yeah.
So, it is cool.
It's really interesting because you can take control of people's keyboards and their mouse and everything, and then on the iPad, you drag your finger around to move the mouse, and if you push your finger down and keep your finger and then just drag, that's the equivalent of dragging. So you could actually, we tried this, you could actually draw sort of in Photoshop
sort of
finger, but yeah. It's really not
Shane
that
tried.
Precise.
But yeah, in his defense, it's the iPad's fault that it wasn't working very well.
Yeah, so.
But I did manage to read a little bit of his writing.
Check that out. Oh, that's good. I'm glad you read that.
Eventually.
Part of the problem
I think it took you a couple times, but...
Yeah, the problem I had with it was you had to get the pointer underneath your finger to be accurate.
Oh, so. Yeah.
But anyways, check out TeamViewer.
Yes, it's well worth it.
And that's the pick of the week. So what have you been doing? I know you've been on RuneScape engaging in some hostile activities.
Have I really? Oh, yes. I did a little bit of Slayer yesterday.
And you almost died really... in the Ancient Cavern.
I did not almost die in the Ancient Cavern. I was trying to find Curadel, and I just couldn't find the rocks you had to climb up. I think that's where they are, aren't they? In order to get to her. Because I'd never been to her before, and I didn't bother looking on the wiki to see where she actually was before I went there. So, of course, I was running around the Ancient Cavern, and I couldn't find where she was, because the rocks to get to her are not particularly placed, obviously. I probably should have seen them, but the point is I didn't. So anyway, I was running around, and Shane says to me, Shane was trying to show me how to find it, and he sent me a picture of the map, and, after some pleading with him, but by that point I'd actually gone back to the start of it and checked the map myself, and so I knew where to go. But anyway, it turns out Shane was just waiting at the top with Curadel, and he could have come down and led me to it, but instead he chose not to. He tortured me. Oh, well.
I didn't want to get killed by the brutal green dragon.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't. You had a bloody dragon fire shield with you already. It's not like it was any more difficult for you.
But it would have been melee hand, used magic.
I had food. I could have given you food. You would have been fine under my protection.
Okay, however, your Slayer task was?
She's not to trust me. But yeah, my Slayer task was Terror Dogs, which is interesting because I'd never had those before. So I finished those last night. I don't think I've got.
And how were they?
Task. They weren't too bad, really. She didn't assign too many of them. There were only like 70. Off memory.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I thought they would
be smaller range
for the number. So anyway, that was fine. That was only a small part of my week, even though it might sound like a large one. It was tiny. Apart from that, I've been back in school, working, working actually. I've been working after school, which has been good, and I've been setting up for our school ball, which is tomorrow night, so that's been exciting. Yay. However, that is
all. And that's why you were also getting deliveries, weren't you?
Deliveries? What? Oh, yes, deliveries during,
Your pin or whatever.
Yeah, because the tie I got isn't particularly good. It's made from my ball date's dresses material, which is obviously not made for ties, and so it's very thin. So anyway, I just need this thing to hold it in place, basically. And it looks good. It looks really nice, actually, but it's just far too thin. So anyway, we'll see. It should be cool.
Don't sprain anything.
I won't. You got any stories for me, Shane?
You got training, right?
Training?
So you don't sprain anything?
What? What do you mean? Oh, dancing.
Like your foot? Yeah.
Yes, we had some dancing training, yes. I did some dancing. I know, can you imagine? But yes.
Yeah, well, you remember a question. Why never again?
Kidding.
Okay. Yeah, you remember way back you asked that question to us about line dancing, or dancing in general, when Kelsey was on the show with me and Brad?
Yes.
People can go look that up on your own time. Anyways, are you done?
I'm done, I think.
Okay. I don't have any real stories aside from...
Oh, I win again.
Maybe.
Yeah. 3 weeks in a row.
Well, you know, it's like... I could tell you so many stories, but I really can't, because if I tell you these stories, I'm going to tell you what I'm working on. But let's just say I discovered something really neat with PHP.
I might
PHP.
Have to give you this week, because I know what you've been doing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You win. You win.
I've been working on with PHP, and I discovered that for anybody who knows PHP, there's something called a string, which is basically a bunch of letters stuck together in a string, basically make out a name. So if you had the string Chief Snake, and you access the string as an array, meaning you access, like, put the name of the variable and then array notation 0 as index 0, you would get C. Array index 1 would give you H. 2 would give you I. So basically I discovered that you can access a string through an array, which is kind of interesting because
that is really
if you only need to check a few characters, you can save an entire function call.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
You know, you might not think that's a big deal, but really, it's good to be efficient like that.
So, I think it's cool.
Yeah, so that's my little story of the week.
That's a good enough story for me in itself. You don't even need to go into any more detail.
Yeah, I think that covers it. So basically working on stuff like that, getting ready to go away this weekend, but we'll be back for the show next week.
Yay.
What else? Oh, Slayer, I did my Fire Giants. You know, I've just really, I don't know, I've become kind of discouraged with Slayer because everything I do turns out to be not a Slayer monster. And I haven't got any good clues recently. My monsters I've gotten haven't been clue droppers, so it's like, getting any rewards. So I was just thinking maybe go to Abyssal Demons and camp there for my combat XP. So I'm leaning on doing that. But right now I got 73 Iron Dragons waiting, so I think I'll do those first because I want to see if I get a Visage or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. You never
Probably
know.
Probably won't happen, but you never know.
They're pretty expensive now, so that could be worthwhile.
Yeah, so I also bought Bones for 82 Prayer because I saw that Bones had a severe dip and I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And they rose again, so it's a good thing I did buy when I bought. So
that is good.
Anyways.
Yeah, I wonder what the chance of getting a Visage is compared to, say, Third Age from Clue Scroll.
Oh, sure, I don't know. I think you'd have a better chance with a Visage. Yeah. I think I read somewhere that the Third Age results are 1 in 10,000 or something.
Wow.
So, kind of got to be lucky with that. Anyways, that's all I have. So I think we can call this episode done unless you got anything else.
That we can. I think we are done.
Alrighty. It's been RSBNB Update 266 with your favorites, Shane and Cheapsnake. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.